Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, April 21st. A Blue Water District School Board trustee is again facing sanctions for breaching the board's code of conduct. The board approved recommendations from its integrity commissioner to impose sanctions against Brockton South Bruce trustee Derek Long. They include censuring, barring him from sitting on board committees starting June 1st, and removing Long from the audit committee. The integrity commissioner's recommendations came after a probe into complaints Long violated policy by trying to log into his board email from outside of Canada. Trustees still need to confirm the sanctions. Bayshore News reached out to Long for comment but has not yet heard back. The Owen Sound Agricultural Society is planning to repair the Victoria Park grandstand damaged by fire last year. Hillary Bredner is past president of the Ag Society.
Right after the fire, we worked immediately with our insurance company to get this ball rolling, and it's just taken this long to have the stars aligned and have everything so that we can get to this point.
Bredner says the goal is to have the grandstand repaired in time for the Owen Sound Fall Fair this September. In national news, Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. Francis led the Catholic Church for the past 12 years and was the first pope from Latin America and first to take the name Francis. He was diagnosed with bronchitis in February, which worsened into pneumonia and saw Francis admitted to hospital. Catholic cardinals from around the world are now flying to the Vatican for the election of a new pope. Meantime, with today being Easter Monday, some services will not be available. Schools, Service Ontario, and Service Canada offices will be closed today, along with Canada Post. Grocery stores and most banks are expected to be open. And today is the last day of advance voting for the federal election. Early voting stations will be open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can find out your location through the Elections Canada website or by checking your voter card that came in the mail. Election Day is next Monday, April 28th. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures tied to major North American indexes, down between 1% and 2% in pre-market trading. The volatility continues. Thursday, a mixed close for markets. The Dow fell more than 500 points to 39,142. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed little change, while the TSX was up 86 points to 24,192. Bitcoin trading more than 2.5% higher this morning at just under 87,000 US. The price of oil 3% lower, 63 per barrel, while gold's up more than 2% to 3,400 an ounce. The Canadian dollar's at 72.49 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Bridehead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. The Maple Leafs took Game 1 against the Senators 6-2. Mitch Marner led the way with 3 points. Game 2 is Tuesday. Carolina and Vegas also had Game 1 wins. Tonight, 4 games, including Montreal and Edmonton, getting their series started. And Winnipeg will try to go up 2 games on St. Louis. OHL playoffs, Oshawa eliminated Brantford, while Kingston and Kitchener forced Game 7s on Tuesday. Women's World Championship gold medal game, the United States beat Canada in overtime. Blue Jays lost to Seattle, but a bright spot was Paxton Schultz. He had 8 strikeouts. That ties the Blue Jays record for a debut and ties the Major League record for a debut by a reliever. Jays are in Houston tonight. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was named a finalist for NBA MVP. Then his Thunder went out and crushed Memphis in Game 1 by 51 points. Also winning Game 1s were Boston, Cleveland, and Golden State. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the PJHL playoffs, the Napanee Raiders clipped the Hanover Barons 2-1 in overtime yesterday for a 2-1 series lead in the Schmalz Cup semifinal. Game 4 is Friday at the P&H Center in Hanover. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy with some showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 18. Cloudy tonight, still a chance of some showers and a low of 3. And tomorrow, slight chance of some rain early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 7.